You weighed in on the Fargo mayor race. Tell us about that decision.
You noticed, huh?
I did, yes.
I guess, you know, one of Kramer's convictions is I didn't seek influence to be neutral. You probably have heard that from me before. Yeah, I did. I just, you know, normally I don't. In fact, I don't, you know, I've gotten into maybe one or two other mayoral races where I've sent contributions and supported candidates. This is certainly the biggest leap I've taken in terms of an announcement and sent some money as well to Michelle Turnberg. And it's not just because she's a Concordia graduate, although that's a pretty good reason for me to get involved. But as I assess the landscape and I see the opportunity that the mayor's retirement, which I understand is due to term limit, I don't know whether he'd run again or not, doesn't matter. It's an open seat. And I just think that's a grand opportunity for Fargo to get a conservative in as mayor and sort of correct course a little bit. Fargo's a dynamic city, obviously, and it's doing some great things, big things happening in Fargo. And I just think now to have some conservative leadership with a practical approach, as Michelle provides, a good communication skills, Scott, I think it's invaluable to have a leader that has the additional ability to communicate clear messages, and to listen to people like Michelle does. I just think for Fargo in this new era, leaning in with somebody like Michelle, with her background, her skills, her gifts, her common sense, frankly, her practical approach to strong conservative values is exactly what Fargo needs. Nothing against the others. I know a couple of them, good people that are running, but I think Michelle presents the best opportunity for the state's largest city, and I'm going to go all in. When I go in, I go all in, Scott, as you know.